Bridge, quiet at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm not seeing any backups there. Now, do watch on the 14th Street Bridge in the HOV lanes. Bit of volume here due to the crash in the HOV side of the bridge heading inbound into town. However, looking at, looks like the police car there at the scene, looks like they're getting ready to move along. I do see some of the lanes reopening here. So again, on the 14th Street Bridge, HOV side for the crash. Main lines are doing okay, getting across the bridge, Case Bridge, and onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Suffering from knee or back pain? Well, call 800-616-KNEE and learn how a Medicare-covered knee or back brace may solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-616-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some to the north do have a bit of wet snow mixing in with rainfall. That line basically from Winchester to Baltimore. Basically rain here and then around the Beltway. Cloudy otherwise as we get into the afternoon. Most of the rain this morning. Windy and 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 42 in Alexandria, 41 in Bethesda, 42 in Washington. The Secret Service is trying to find out who vandalized a sign at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, happy Monday. Joining us in 1 hour, it is the return of Joe DeGeneva. I know a lot of people very excited about that, and so are we. At 8:05, Sagar and Jetty from The Daily Caller. And at 8:35, Ben Shapiro is with us. I'm Mary Walter, here with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. DACA. It seems to all be changing rapidly. The president ripping off a series of tweets over the weekend to let people know that the DACA deal that he offered is done. It's over. No more DACA deal. The reason for this is due in no small part to the fact that there are over 1,000 Central Americans currently marching on the United States. In a giant pack. They're being referred to as a caravan. BuzzFeed has a reporter who was with them who actually covered this, and obviously in very glowing terms, calling it a vulnerable group, that they're boldly passing checkpoints, that as they walk through Mexico, immigration officials are abandoning their posts. Literally abandoning their posts. Say they're just going to go to Coke. They want to stop and just go get a drink. It's not worth it to them.
And they cover up their uniforms.
As some 1,200 or so Central American migrants continue this trek towards the United States. They're expected to arrive somewhere around this weekend, but they're marching their way up, and Mexico is doing nothing to stop them. In fact, the organization that is behind this is a group called People Without Borders. So you kind of get the sense of what their intention is here. Pueblos sin fronteras. People Without Borders. And the caravan is, again, walking through Mexico. They entered last week without authorization. Mexican officials have not attempted to stop them, and about 80% of them are from Honduras. It's a formidable little group of people who are walking their way to the United States. And the president yesterday was kind of engaging with this on Twitter, talking about it, and said the following: Border Patrol agents are not allowed to properly do their job at the border because of ridiculous liberal Democrat laws like catch and release. Getting more dangerous. Caravans coming. Republicans must go to nuclear option to pass tough laws now. No more DACA deal. Now, just to unpack that a little bit, catch and release. If you get into the United States, the Border Patrol apprehends you and then begins the process of scheduling a trial and for illegal entry and releases you and says, you know, hope you come back for your trial, which may be 2 years from now. So the president says, you know, this is an Obama era thing. This is catch and release and we shouldn't be doing it. And he also says the Republicans must go to the nuclear option to pass tough deals. That means ending the legislative filibuster, which he's ever so often tweeted about. Mitch McConnell has shown no appetite, by the way, for that in the Senate. So it'll be interesting to see what Mitch says today, if anything. And then the president also saying no more DACA deal. Now, what was the deal? The deal was amnesty for 1.8 million people and chain migration, a contraction to chain migration, but it wouldn't end for about 17 years. They would clear the whole current backlog of chain migrants. That's what it was. So In addition to this, the president tweeted the following: Mexico is doing very little, if not nothing, at stopping people from flowing into Mexico through their southern border and then into the U.S. They laugh at our dumb immigration laws. They must stop the big drug and people flows, or I will need to stop their cash now. NAFTA need wall. So NAFTA now on the table as a part of this. And then this, these big flows of people are all trying to take advantage of DACA. They want in on the act. Here's the president yesterday leaving church in Florida, making comments about all of this.
If they're not going to help us at the border, it's a very sad thing between two countries. Mexico has got to help us at the border. And a lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA.
And then the head of the Border Patrol Union, Brandon Judd, was on Fox and Friends yesterday morning. And here's what he had to say about the group of migrants moving their way towards the United States.
We want to get your take. This group headed to the border. We don't know when they may arrive. But as far as legality, as far as how they would be handled, some are seeking asylum. Some say they want to sneak over the border. How would the Border Patrol react to this group of 1,200 approaching the border eventually?
Well, I think there's a couple things that you have to look at that are very important. First off, you have got a Mexican government entity that is assisting these individuals to come up to the United States. That's Grupo Beta. These individuals do not have passports or legal documents to be in Mexico, yet you've got a Mexican agency that's helping them get to our border. You've got Sin Fronteras, which is a quote-unquote humanitarian group that's helping them get to the border. They should be prosecuted here in the United States. So there's a lot of things that are going on. But when they come to the United States, when they cross the border illegally, the reason that they openly do it is because they know that the catch and release program continues today. When we catch them, we'll take them to, we'll arrest them, we'll take them into custody, we'll take them back to our stations, we'll process them, and we'll set them up for deportation proceedings. But they'll never see those deportation proceedings, because what happens is we'll transfer them over to the custody of the Immigration Customs Enforcement, which is ICE. They'll then process them, and they'll release them with a notice to appear in which they're supposed to present themselves before an immigration judge about 2 years from now. But they never show up for their deportation proceedings.
But they never show up. So here's where we're at. The president's saying his DACA offer is off the table. Remember how many conservatives were upset with his DACA offer? 1.8 million people? Amnesty? Yeah, I'm not for that. 17 more years of chain migration to clear the current backlog? I'm not for that. Where are you on this? Are you happy today, this morning, with the current state of the DACA deal? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
How is this not an invasion? That's the way I look at it. Just because,
well, it
just because it's women and children, it's not an invasion?
Yeah.
No, it's an invasion. This is absolutely an invasion. This is a full-on assault on our border by over 1,000 people. Just because there are children, just because they're women, doesn't make it any less of an invasion. It's an invasion. Just because they're you know, not shooting their way in, they don't have to. They know they can literally just walk in. We should just take ICE. We should take our Border Patrol. And instead of giving them those uniforms, we'll give them Walmart vests, blue Walmart vests that say, welcome, how can I help you?
Mm.
And that's, and why not? We'll have, you know, we'll go to Costco, we'll get, you know, appetizers and free samples for them. Make sure that they're fine, because that's exactly what's happening. It's 6:15 on WMAL. If you want to comment on this, 888-630-9625. Are you happy with what's happening to DACA with the president saying, no mas, no deal? At 6:15, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, we're still dealing with this crash on 270, 45 minutes into it now. Big delays coming south out of Clarksburg through Germantown and Gaithersburg. Still have two lanes blocked. So if you're coming southbound, south of Middlebrook Road, you need to stay left to get by the crash. This is going to be almost, callers are saying about 45, 50 minutes to get through the backup. So 355 will be a good option right now, but that's sure to pick up the bailout traffic as everyone is sitting in the stop-and-go traffic from Clarksburg south past Germantown toward Montgomery Village Avenue. No problems to report on the northbound side. You can get through there. Now, elsewhere, go around the Beltway. We have a little bit of volume here through Silver Spring. No problems to report still to the Wilson Bridge or Legion Bridge. That's wide open across the 14th Street Bridge and the HOV side for crash cleanup. So the HOV lane's a little bit hung up here. Getting into town, main lines are open. But again, this 270 ride, very slow. Past, again, the crash cleanup still blocks two lanes south of Middlebrook Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we have a winter weather advisory in effect until 11 a.m. for portions of Montgomery, Howard, Harford, and Loudoun counties. Wet snow expected, total accumulation about an inch. Today, cloudy, periods of rain, windy at times, winds reaching 30 miles an hour, a high of 54. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 45, and then tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, high of 62. Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 616 on WMAL.
The Zero Res carpet cleaning sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Why can't you just stop them from entering in the first place? Because it's against the law.
Because once they enter the country, so even if we're standing, at the border with our hands out saying, don't enter, don't enter, all they have to do is cross one foot into the border, and we have to then take them into custody. And if they ask for asylum, or if they say, I fear to go back to my country, then we have to process them under that quote-unquote credible fear, which then allows them to be released into our country. And what's funny about this is President Obama used to say, well, they're hiding in the shadows. Well, all we're doing is going to release about 1,200 people that are then going to go hide in the shadows again. They're going to wait for an immigration reform, and they're going to create havoc and chaos. I mean, how many times do we have to hear stories of United States citizens being killed by people that are here illegally before we actually do something?
The president of the United States grappling with this problem of over 1,000 Central American migrants coming to the United States by saying, look, forget it. The DACA deal I offered is now off the table. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with the current state of the immigration debate and the president's move here? Let's start with Paul in Gainesville this morning responding to all of this. Paul, good morning, sir.
Morning, guys. Listen, the key is this. The key is educating the American public, okay? We have two corrupt entities that are letting this happen. One's the Democratic Party. The other is corporate Republicans, okay? Call your senator. Call your representative. But more importantly, educate yourself. These people have absolutely no right to be in the country. None. I'm a retired DEA agent. All we did for 25 years was arrest illegal alien Mexican national narcotics traffickers. Okay, right. I'm not saying all of them are narcotics traffickers, but all of them are breaking our laws. And all of them are committing serious crimes because not only do they come into the country illegally, they work illegally. They use somebody else's Social Security number or a fictitious Social Security number in order to do so. They're all criminal offenses. They don't respect our laws. They have no right to be here. We have a legal way of getting into the country. Millions of foreign nationals follow our law. Why shouldn't they?
Paul, as a former DEA agent who's had to grapple with this, does it infuriate you to see that it's only getting more and more liberal about what we allow?
Yes, absolutely. But I understand Democrats. Okay, I wrote them off years ago. But the corporate Republicans are the ones that are killing me. I can't believe Mitch McConnell, you know, Marco Rubio, all these guys. It's just incredible. They're not conservative at all. They're corporate Republicans. They want cheap labor in this country, and it depresses wages for working class Americans. It's crazy.
Yeah, thank you for saying the truth out loud, Paul. It's always a good way to start the morning. Todd is in Rockville this morning. Todd, good morning, sir. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey,
what do you think?
Hey, guys, good morning. You know, the issue isn't about Mexico. It's not about Honduras. It's not about North or South. Our economy cannot sustain it. We are not a country where we were 30, 40 years ago. Our debt is in the tens of trillions. We are getting to a point where we can't even service. We're going to get at a point where we're not even going to be able to service interest on our debt. Our healthcare system is in the gutter, and we're still jerking around and talking about this deal or that deal.
Right.
We need to wake up and open our eyes, folks.
So, I'm sorry, just to be clear here, you're saying we can't sustain this level of immigrants. I agree. The president's saying, this is done. We need to stop messing around with this. I'm not even going to offer an amnesty anymore. Are you okay? Are you happy with the president's position this morning?
I am happy with no amnesty.
Right. Okay.
You can be happy with no amnesty, but the point is they're going to walk into the country. They're going to get all the freebies. The kids are going to be educated in school for free. The kids will be able to get, you know, all school lunch and school breakfast and on and on. And then all of a sudden, they're going to be 20-some-odd years old, and we're going to hear, but they've lived here all their life. This is the only country they know. And it goes on and on and on. And the fact that we cannot stop them from invading our country, over 1,000 people in one shot, and we are powerless in and have no right to stop them physically from coming into this country is lunacy.
Democrats are lunacy. Really, I mean, Republicans too, to the earlier point, but Democrats are really missing the point on this. Polling is really clear on this. Americans are not for rampant illegal immigration. They are for sovereignty. They are for having borders. They are for a sensible immigration system where we can determine how many people come into the United States and under what terms. Americans are for that, and Democrats have missed it. I wonder if they're going to keep missing it this year. John in Prince William County this morning. John, good morning.
Thank you very much. I agree with Mary. It is an invasion. The president does have the powers to use the military, not to cross a border, but just to block them, just as the Mexicans do with their beautiful Guatemalan border, which is a wall, if you've ever seen it. We did get invaded by Mexico people in 1916. I think we chased them across the border and got rid of them with our military.
But here's the thing. I'm willing to bet that when you could put the military, you could line them up along the border, and those people know they can literally just walk right through them. They can walk right through the military because you know the military isn't going to shoot at women and children, and they know it too.
The governor of Texas can declare a state of emergency and martial law, and then that breaks that.
Yeah, still not going to shoot at it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in this standoff because it's coming this weekend. They're walking. This is a slow punch, but it's en route. We'll see how the Trump administration deals with it. This will keep developing this week. More from you in a moment. 6:22 on WMAL.
Fuel your hustle at Dunkin' with any size iced coffee for $2 after 12 p.m. Sip smooth with our signature original blend or go bold with a rich iced dark roast. America runs on Dunkin', excludes cold brew, plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You know, those timeshares, there's only 2 days that they're good. The day you get them and the day you absolutely get rid of them. Suffering through those annual maintenance fees and mortgage payments, sucking hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of your wallet every month. Yeah, getting rid of your timeshare is something you should celebrate. Just ask Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from a worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group immediately. Their team of experts can definitely get you out of that contract. By the way, if it was so good, why did they make it so hard to get out of the contract? Whether you've had it for 30 days or 30 years, Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people get rid of their timeshares. And Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and those outrageous mortgage payments on something you don't get any equity in anyway. Take your first steps towards celebrating your freedom from spending another dollar on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group now at 844-700-4747. That's 844-700-4747. 844-700-4747.
If you look around these days, having a belly has become a bit of the norm. We joke about the beer belly or the spare tire, but carrying extra weight, especially around our midsection, it's like walking around with a ticking time bomb. This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're ready to shed those extra pounds, then give my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss a call and lose that belly for life. EMP 180 will put you on a plan that's based on science. They'll evaluate where your body is and create a plan to get you to your ideal weight so that you can keep those pounds off. The team at EMP 180 are respectful and compassionate. In fact, most of the staff has gone through the program themselves, so they get it. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180 and continue to keep the weight off because of what I learned through the program. Start this summer off belly-free with EMP 180. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's not been such a good morning here on 270 for our commuters coming through Clarksburg, Middlebrook, and Germantown. And that's because of the crash. Looks like they're trying to get everything confined to the shoulder now, so that's some improvement. But for an hour, dealing with this two-car incident south of 118 after Middlebrook Road, but big delays out of Clarksburg. So plan for the extra time. Callers are saying it took an hour to get through the stop and go. Over to 350. 55. That's a good option still for now, but that does pick up the extra volume. So the normal trip on 355, extra time as well. The other problem we have right now, heading to the 14th Street Bridge in the HOV lane. So if you're 395 and you normally just buzz into town here, you need a little extra time HOV side from the Pentagon to get by the crash slowly, looks like along the left side, before you get onto the bridge span. HOV side, main lines are open. Overall, looks like pretty much a little bit lighter than normal around the Capitol Beltway. Coming in from the west, no problems to report on the Greenway Toll Road or 66, but again, 270 out of Clarksburg past Middlebrook Road for those big delays. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories north. It's liquid here on a northwest breeze. Periods of rain this morning, windy at times this afternoon, cloudy and 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
All right, thousands of Central American migrants, over 1,000 Central American migrants marching towards the United States. The president taking his DACA deal off the table. How are you reacting to all this morning? Bill, good morning in Maryland. Appreciate your call, sir. What's going on?
Good morning, Mary and Larry.
Yes, sir. Whatever.
I would assume that by lunchtime or early afternoon, if you watch CNN or MSNBC or the usual suspects, they'll have this whole thing spun around as a Trump conspiracy so that the American people would get upset and give him the moral authority to cancel the DACA, and they would lose out on some more free voters.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Ralph or Mark or whatever your name is. I think that at some point this is going to be not some point. It's already happening. The press is already spinning this hardcore. One of the ways that you're going to see this is throughout this week. How heartless America would be not to take them.
Of course, because how it's heartless. Children and women, and they're just coming here for a better life. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And regardless, even though it's over 1,000, this country can absorb them. I mean, look at Wyoming. That state's pretty much empty. Let's put them in Wyoming.
Well, this is a good week for us to be ready to watch all the reactions, not just from Democrats, but from some of those very Republicans we were just talking about, the Marco Rubios, the Paul Ryans, the Mitch McConnells. Pay attention to how everyone reacts to this weekend, because it says a lot about what they think of American sovereignty. It's a good week to focus on that. 628 on WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk about Charles Barkley. He's angry. We'll tell you what he is angry about and with whom he is angry. China in the news. They're retaliating with those tariffs. And also someone else may be going from the White House. Maybe another one out. Well, we won a week. Why not? 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. This is April. Double check me if you don't believe me, but there is the snow coming down in the parts of the Washington area this morning. It's mixing with the rain that the entire area is getting. It's going to produce very little accumulation, forecasters say, and most of that will be on grassy surfaces only. Our complete Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. As many as 30,000 children and parents are expected today at the White House for the annual Easter egg roll. Last year, the White House said it had hosted about 21,000 attendees. It's day five of the student sit-in at Howard University. Reports are that the school has agreed to meet two of the students' nine demands, including an update to the Title IX policy and increased housing accommodations. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say construction of the border wall is underway.
Last week, construction of 100 miles of infrastructure began. It'll be chunks at a time. Acting Border Patrol Commissioner Ron Vitello says, along with Calexico, is 20 miles of construction in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, that'll begin early this month.
The truth is, walls work, and the data show it, and agents know it.
He says all that's being replaced is being done so with new standards based on the prototypes, and he's requested about 350 miles of brand new infrastructure along the southern border.
Correspondent Jim Roop. Jury selection set to get underway this morning in suburban Philadelphia in Bill Cosby's retrial.
Charged with three counts of felony aggravated indecent assault, the 80-year-old Cosby could face a decade in prison if convicted. Prosecutors say in 2004 he assaulted Andrea Constand, at the time the director of women's basketball operations at Temple University in Philadelphia.
Correspondent Gene Casares. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24103, the Nasdaq at 7063. Sports sponsored by Lidl. The Nationals go to 3-0 with a win over Cincinnati. The O's lose to the Twins. The Wizards lose in Chicago. The Caps win in Pittsburgh. And college basketball's champion will be crowned tonight as Michigan takes on Villanova. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Shop Lidl and feast for less. Through Wednesday, get 25% off all fresh bakery items and 22% off hardwood smoked ham. Now 69 cents per pound. Try Lidl's high-quality groceries at surprisingly low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. They custom make every window to fit each opening in your home, providing you with the best possible installation. Plus, you get the no-hassle warranty and services for up to 50 years, giving you true peace of mind. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary means you save 38%. Buy one window and get one 38% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Get more than a window and more for your money. Take advantage of Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary sale going on now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this 38th anniversary offer is gone.
Here's another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business has a well-produced television commercial, but you aren't seeing the ROI needed to justify your investment. With targeted video pre-roll, your produced video can show to the right audience on the right websites at the right times, allowing you to avoid TV's changing viewing habits and get real results. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event, where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money, and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-254-1333 now to get your free CD. Call 800-254-1333 now, and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-254-1333. That's 800-254-1333. Call now.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
I would love to have do-overs in my life.
Yes, many.
Many. My wife would probably volunteer me for some. But you get a financial do-over on all of the monies that you have that are before tax for the next 5 years, starting right now. You get a do-over to create the true balance that you need to navigate retirement.
About federal benefits with Winter Troxel, Saturdays at noon on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're still dealing with the crash, 395 for the HOV lanes. In fact, all traffic is stopped right now. No, they're trying to let that left lane get by again. So they're moving some of the vehicles around here. HOV side just at a standstill here, coming in from the Pentagon to approach the 14th Street Bridge HOV side. It looks like, again, they're trying to let that left lane get reopened here as they rearrange the vehicles involved in the crash. Main lines are open to get across the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge and the freeway, so expect the extra time there. Our other major hang-up here this morning, 270 over an hour now dealing with this crash. Two lanes blocked again. We have tow trucks there, 270 southbound south of Middlebrook Road. Two lanes get by to the left. Delays out of Clarksburg. So if you're coming southbound, you're hitting that volume right near 121 over to 355. That still works as a good option for you, but that does pick up some of the extra volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's rained this morning. You may see a few wet snowflakes, especially north where there are some winter weather advisories, but this is not really a big issue. A northwest breeze around today and most of the rain this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 54 and still fairly windy. Overnight tonight, maybe a shower, 45 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Tomorrow, cloudy, still a chance of a shower, milder, 62, mid-60s, showers early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Dumfries, 39 in Germantown, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, about half an hour now, we got Joe DeGeneva rejoining us here on Mornings on the Mall. The global exclusive with Joe DeGeneva. That'll be good to talk to him. 8:05 this morning, Sagar and Jetty, White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, will be here. And then at 8:35, joining WMAL tonight at 9 o'clock, you'll be able to hear his program. Ben Shapiro will be with us at 8:35 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. So Charles Barkley was on with CNN's David Axelrod. He has a show called The Axe Files. And Charles Barkley was sharing his deep thoughts about President Trump and Trump voters.
Trump supporters say he speaks his mind, he's authentic. You think that is part of his appeal?
I think that's some of his appeal, but I think nobody ever wants to look in the mirror and say it's my fault. I think he reached a demographic that won't look in the mirror and says my life sucks because of me. Then he came right after President Obama, and there were some people like, wow, we got a black president. They're not happy with that. And I think it was just a perfect storm. And listen, I never talk bad about the president. I'm going to be factual. I've never been more angry and disgusted at this situation than I am now. This turmoil every single day, the tweeting, the hiring and firing. Like, dude, I'm blessed, and you are too. Like, it really ain't going to have a big effect on our life. But I actually have humanity. I want everybody to have a good life. I want everybody to have a good job. I want their kids to go to school. I want their kids to be safe. I want everybody to have economic opportunity. And I want to make sure we don't forget about DACA, our public schools. I don't want to forget about those poor people in Puerto Rico either.
I want everything to be good, and I don't want any trade-offs.
Well, here's the thing. It seems to be a hallmark. People voted for Donald Trump. I mean, he should go on with Hillary's tour because of denial. They don't know who they are, lack of self-awareness.
Yes.
Racism, of course, because they couldn't get over. They needed retaliation for a black president.
Yes.
Lack of humanity. They don't care about poor people. They don't care about schools. They don't care about the people in Puerto Rico. He never mentioned the poor people in the Virgin Islands who also got slammed, but, you know, Puerto Rico, which, I don't know, maybe that's racist. And he doesn't like the president because of turmoil and tweeting. So that was his factual analysis, by the way.
If this was a conservative pundit saying something similar about a liberal group of people, they would not have a job today.
Right.
I mean, it's very obvious. He accused Trump supporters of being racist, dumb, and selfish.
And that pretty much is it.
Yeah, and that was it. That was it. That was in summary.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley just going on with, you know, on a CNN show where David Axelrod's the host. It all makes sense. And in America, it's like, it's fine. It's totally fine. But the consequences would be totally different were it a conservative commentator saying the very same thing about a liberal coalition of people.
Now, to his credit, cut nine here, he does think that there is some coverage about the president that is not fair. It's just a waste of time.
We're wasting all our time on Russia and Stormy Daniels. It's ridiculous.
You don't think the Russia thing's an issue?
I do not. I think it's probably true that they got, but I'm pretty sure in every election, state, local, national, somebody can get some dirt on somebody if they wanted to. What good
is a concern though?
What's the end game? Is my question. Is he going to lose his job? Is he going to be impeached? First of all, I want to make it clear. I don't want Russia interfering in our election. And I'm pretty sure they did. And we're just wasting.
So you think it's a distraction?
It's definitely a distraction. We have spent the last year talking about Russia every single day. Now we got Stormy. Now we got another girl. And I'm sitting here saying, when are we actually going to help the people?
He also said in another, he also went on to say that he believes there's only economic opportunity if you're rich, which in and of itself, it doesn't make sense. But can I ask a question? When did Charles Barkley become a pundit? When did we cross that line in our society that one of these late night hosts is interviewing someone who is an athlete or an actor or a singer that they feel a need to focus on politics and get this person's feelings on politics? Do you remember like Johnny Carson back in the day? I can watch videos now of Johnny Carson back in the day. They didn't delve into politics. They asked about the person's career. They talked about their life with their kids. Those are the types of things. Like, when did we cross that line and decide that anyone who's in the public eye must have a valid point on politics?
Well, it's cheap headlines, that's for sure. I mean, you ask anybody who's famous if they walk a red carpet what they think of President Trump, and you get an easy headline out of that. All you have to do is document their answer and publish it, because the reading public gets really interested in, okay, what does this person I see all the time think about politics? Despite the fact that some of their dumb political opinions may be tremendously dumb. I mean, there's a lot of that. And I do think it's funny that David Axelrod, this like supposed brilliant political strategist, is sitting there asking Charles Barkley what he thinks of President Trump. Yeah, there is some hilarity.
Well, I have to tell you, now that I know that Charles Barkley feels that way, I'm jumping ship. 6:43 on WMAL.
Don't fear running out of money in retirement. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and enjoy your retirement. The Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
You know, I've spent a lot of time visiting the folks at Cascades Center for Dental Health and Dr. Ruparelia, and at this point I'm thoroughly convinced, why would you go anywhere else? Missing or damaged teeth can keep you from eating the food you love, affecting your job, your relationship, and so much more in your life. And no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has that super friendly staff, creating that warm, no criticism, no judgment environment that you need. No matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day with their unique full mouth dental implant system. What sets them apart is our folks like Dr. Ruparelia and his experience. He's one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. And he makes your comfort a priority. They've got full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation to full general anesthesia with a board-certified anesthesiologist in-house. See Cascade's many success stories at CascadesDental.com and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is four times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best. So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
645 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5th, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've been busy on 270. If you missed it, we're still dealing with the crash. The two cars involved, the one was off the road into the woods. 270 south of Middlebrook Road. Still had two lanes blocked here at last check, but the tow trucks were there jammed out of Clarksburg through Germantown. At least an hour to get through this tie-up. Over to 355, that's going to pick up some of the bailout traffic as well, so plan for that. Even when we get the lanes reopened, it's going to take a little while to clear this big delay out again on 270 south heading to Germantown. Top side of the beltway now as you merge off in 95. I'm looking at that stop and go heading around normal areas to Georgia Avenue or backed up to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. Other hang up that we've had this morning, still dealing with the crash cleanup in the HOV lanes. 395 not normally sitting in this backup here from the Pentagon to get onto the bridge span. One left lane gets by, and DC 295 southbound past East Capitol Street before you get to Pennsylvania Avenue. Crash was reported there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some to the north do have a bit of wet snow mixing in with rainfall. That line basically from Winchester to Baltimore. Basically rain here and then around the Beltway. Cloudy otherwise as we get into the afternoon. Most of the rain this morning, windy and 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 647 on WMAL. Oh boy, EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is back in the news again. California Representative Ted Lieu tweeted out, "You don't need Scott Pruitt, who spent taxpayer dollars on first-class travel, violated ethics laws, and is deeply paranoid. You should fire him." He tweeted that out on Saturday. That's because not even 24 hours before, a report came out from Bloomberg that showed that Scott Pruitt has sinned again. He paid $50 a night for a condo, a room in a condo, while he was transitioning to Washington, D.C. So he was looking for a place to live while he was in the process of moving. And instead of renting an entire home or an apartment or something along those lines, he rented a room in a condo. And he only paid when he was there. So mm-hmm. He paid $50. Altogether, allegedly, he paid $6,100 for this room. So it took him a long time to transition down here, right? It's $6,000.
Depends on how often he was here. But yeah. if it's $50 a night and you're staying there 30 nights out of the month, that's $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. For the room.
I don't think that's terrible. It's not a great rent, but it's not terrible, especially since it's just a room in a condo. It's not an entire apartment or anything along those lines. Well, the condo is owned by Vicky Hart. Vicky is married to Jay Stephen Hart. Jay Stephen Hart is an energy lobbyist who represents clients in the industries that are regulated by the EPA, which is what Scott Pruitt oversees. So there is an appearance of impropriety there. So reports from the Washington Post, Politico, and others, back in February, showed that Pruitt and his top aides spent at least $90,000 just to fly in June, and those included first-class seats and a ride on a military jet. But then the EPA came out and said, well, wait a minute. The flight upgrades to first class were due because of security threats that Pruitt faced during his first year in office. So that was made on recommendation of security, who said she should be put in first class, and so they should be put in first class and not in baggage and steerage with everyone else. So according to spokesman Jahan Wilcox, while transitioning to Washington, Administrator Pruitt signed a lease to rent a bedroom in a condo. He moved out the end of July.
Look, there's a reason Scott Pruitt is under attack here. I mean, part of it, it seems like he attracted some of this to himself by having any relationship with money and a lobbyist. But the truth is, he spent the first year executing the president's vision of rolling back a tremendous number of environmental regulations within the EPA. Also, he's advocating for very clear and transparent use of science that in order for studies to be done in the EPA to be used, you have to be transparent about where the what the information is and where it came from. That used to not be the case. They could use quote-unquote right. secret science in order to advance these agendas. And he's changing all that. And there's a target on his back for that.
Absolutely. They're just going to go through one by one and pick off any administrator they possibly can. Very very quickly, Chris Christie was on ABC and said, I don't know how you survived this one. If he has to go, it's because he never should have been there in the first place. We'll talk about this more in depth with Sagar and Jetty, the White House reporter for the Daily Caller, at 8:05. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Monday.
China is hitting back over U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel imports. Beijing is launching new tariffs on 128 U.S. products.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Roofing and More. What's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network too. You can customize your plan and, this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, boy, it's been a busy hour. Well, in fact, 270 since 5:30, this crash, in case you missed it. Southbound, heading through Germantown. We are just jammed solid south of Middlebrook Road. The remnants of this crash, they had the tow trucks there. Still a bit of activity to check out from Clarksburg. Again, south of 118, south of Middlebrook Road for the accident. So plan an hour in that stretch. Over to 355, that still works well. As an alternate, picks up some of the extra volume. Once you get by the crash on 270, though, in Germantown, then you're wide open down to the lane divide. Wilson Bridge backups, you're slow now before St. Barnabas Road. DC 295 south near East Capitol Street had the fender bender. Watch for DC crews arriving to the scene there. And on 395 in the HOV lanes, it looks like they're trying to get everything here to the shoulder. Still a bit of activity here. 395 before the 14th Street Bridge, but again, that's over along the HOV side, so HOV commuters, extra time needed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's rained this morning. You may see a few wet snowflakes, especially north where there are some winter weather advisories. But this is not really a big issue. A northwest breeze around today and most of the rain this morning. Cloudy this afternoon. 54 and still fairly windy. Overnight tonight, maybe a shower. 45 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Tomorrow, cloudy. Still a chance of a shower. Milder, 62. Mid-60s. Showers early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently, our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
China. There's a lot going on with China. Chinese have announced new tariffs, hiking up tariffs on more than 128 U.S. imports, or from our direction, exports. This is China's response to the steel and aluminum tariffs that the Trump administration put into place. Remember those 25% tariffs on steel, 10% on aluminum. There are some exceptions. Some countries have been exempted so far from those steel and aluminum tariffs, including Canada, as well as the South Korea and the EU. So China's saying, well, this seems like it's for us then. And as a result, they're placing tariffs on 128 different products, from pork to steel pipes. And they're trying to basically fight back. They think they're basically doing this in a tit for tat. This, by the way, is not a response to the president's plans to slap $50 billion in tariffs specifically on China. Remember that one for intellectual property theft, the one we heard about last week? This is not a response to that yet. That response could be forthcoming. So while the Trump administration cooks up the specifics on how they're going to tariff China specifically, this is a response to the steel and aluminum tariff package that the president put out. And that fruits, nuts, wine, steel pipes, pork, recycled aluminum, all of that from the United States going to be taxed. And that's going to hit the agriculture industry in the United States particularly.
Well, listen, the president points out, it makes a very good point. You can say you're for free trade, but when one country is paying billions of dollars in tariffs and the other country isn't, how is that free? How is that a fair trade agreement? It's not fair at all when only one country is paying and the other one's not. So I understand what President Trump did here and said, well, if you want to make it fair, let's make it fair. And I'm just going to do to you. And so now they're adding even more.
Well, this is in part of Trump's the Trump administration's response to slow down a $375 billion trade deficit, which is what we had last year. Additionally, some quick other Chinese news for you. Remember that space station everybody was worried about crashing into their house? It did crash, but it crashed off the coast of Tahiti. So we're all fine. There's no space station in your home this morning. We'll be okay.
Good news.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, we're March Madness. The game is tonight for March Madness and DACA deal. We have a group of people, South Americans, literally marching towards our border. Yes. They're just going to walk across it.
And stay tuned. Joe DeGeneva returns to Mornings on the Mall in mere moments. The exclusive interview you don't want to miss. 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The weather this morning may make you wonder if it's still winter. A little snow is expected to mix with the rain this morning in parts of the Washington area, especially north and west of the city, although accumulations are expected to be light and mostly on grassy surfaces, forecasters say. The White House, meanwhile, is opening its gates this morning for the annual Easter egg roll. Cecilia Glambaki has been helping organize the Easter egg roll for 37 years.
It's a very orderly fashion in which they bring the children in. It's beautifully done. I mean, to get that many people in for a certain period of time is just, it's a magical thing that happens.
A crowd of nearly 30,000 children and adults is expected. That would be larger than last year's 21,000. It's day five of that sit-in by a group of students at Howard University. The school has reportedly agreed to two of the students' demands, including an update to the Title IX policy and increased housing accommodations. The protest began last week after a blog article claimed that workers in the Howard University Financial Aid Office had stolen nearly $1 million. More solar power could soon be generated in Montgomery County.
We all know that we're in the midst of a climate emergency.
Montgomery County Council Member Tom Hooker speaking at a council meeting last month where a new zoning amendment was introduced that would allow property owners with 3 acres or more to build large solar arrays.
And sell shares to people who want to participate in the green economy and benefit from renewable energy, but aren't people who have an ability to have solar arrays on their house.
A public hearing on the amendment happens tomorrow. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
China is slapping new tariffs on $3 billion worth of 128 different U.S. goods, including a new 15% tariff on 120 imported U.S. commodities, including fruits.
The tariffs mirror President Trump's 25% charge on imported steel and a 15% hike on aluminum. Tariffs, he said, are partly a response to complaints that Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to give up their intellectual property in exchange for cheap labor.
Correspondent Scott Carr. The U.S. and South Korea are mobilizing hundreds of thousands of troops as part of a delayed military training drill that began yesterday.
The start was low-key. It was discreet by the U.S. and South Korean militaries, and it's also going to be a lot shorter than it usually is. These drills will last just 1 month as opposed to 2 months last year, and that's the norm.
Correspondent Paula Hancox. Emmy-winning TV producer Stephen Bochco has died.
The TV writer and producer known for such groundbreaking shows as Hill Street Blues, Doogie Howser M.D., and L.A. Law has lost his battle to a rare form of leukemia. A family spokesman says Stephen Bochco died in his sleep at the age of 74. Bochco won 10 primetime Emmys as he was nominated 30 times. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,103, the Nasdaq at 70,63. Sports, the Nationals complete the sweep of the Reds, the O's lose to the Twins, the Wizards lose, the Caps win, and Michigan takes on Villanova tonight and for the men's college basketball title. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 struggling a bit here in the HOV lanes and now the main lines as well. So the initial crash before the 14th Street Bridge, HOV side, that was along the right side of those HOV lanes. And now in the main lines, too. I'm still looking at two vehicles. Looks like they're confined to the left shoulder, but focal point of all that attention. Now for 66, looks like the VDOT truck is with the broken down eastbound near Nutley Street. It's along the far left side. You see the flashing lights are on here. So 66 bunched up through Nutley Street toward the Beltway, broken down. Help is there on 270 South. This has been our focal point since 5:30 this morning. Longstanding crash cleanup now. Looks like all lanes have been